B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Let me ask you a question.
Because I know... Go ahead.
Why are you sighing? I said, let
me... Because whenever you start like that, it's always something. Go ahead.
Never good.
I need to direct this question towards you.
Go ahead.
Particularly. What? In particular. Let's say the president came to our... Why are you rolling your eyes? I didn't even...
Well, what else do you have to say?
Okay, let's say the president came and visited Beasley today, okay? He's here. I know you're not going to go over or say hi or anything, but... If you saw me shaking his hand in the hallway.
Oh, Jesus. What, President of the United States.
President of the United
not
States.
Not President of Beasley Media.
Yeah. No. Not the President of the United States, Donald Trump, clear. Came here. If you just saw me go out in the hallway and shake his hand, even take a picture with him, would you...
Are you, like, best friends with him now?
No. I'm just going out there. He's the president of the United States. I go out there and shake his hand to meet him and take a picture with him because it's the president. would you want to cancel me?
Oh, God. Come on. I got to work with you every day. I can't cancel you.
Okay. Thank you. Because people are mad at Vince Vaughn. Everyone loves Vince Vaughn. Hilarious actor. And at Drew Brees, great quarterback, because Drew Brees took a picture with the president and Vince Vaughn shook his hand. And all of a sudden, they're bad people.
They were having canceling parties.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn was number one trending yesterday. I thought he died. And when I went to go read further, it was like he shook the president's hand. That was why he was trending.
Because I gotta listen. If he came, I would go and shake his hand. Doesn't mean I agree with him.
Please, there's people who would cancel me for not shaking his hand.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, hey, that's your. You don't want to shake his hand. You don't want to shake his hand.
That is a great point.
Yeah.
If I didn't want to like go out and meet him and do the whole like let's take a picture and you guys are doing a morning show picture and I didn't want to be in it.
Because you're the player who wouldn't want to visit the White House after we won the championship.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
See, but not only would they cancel you, Pebbles, it would be you're un-American. You hate America.
Yeah.
Pebbles hates the United States of America.
Yeah.
All these people who are trying to do this cancel stuff, you're telling me that you don't have a friend who's a piece of crap, that all your friends are the utmost citizens in the world? Get out of here. Listen, just by the odds, all of us somehow either work with, live near, are related to, or are friends with somebody who beats their wife, somebody who like abuses kids, somebody. We just are.
We shouldn't cancel people that are beating their kids.
No. I'm not saying.
Yeah, you can't compare.
I'm not saying. But I'm saying that we all somehow are connected to people like that.
Yeah.
So why are you going to cancel somebody who's shaking the president's hand because you are probably connected to somebody who's a piece of crap, an actual piece of crap?
Yeah, but usually you don't know. Like,
doesn't
if
matter.
Someone's like beating the crap out of their kids or like whatever, you're like, that's behind closed doors. We don't really know about that kind of stuff. So.
Damn, this is taking a dark
turn. Yeah, you don't know, but sometimes you might know and still be like, well, you know what? They're a good friend to me, so I'll still be friends with them. No, the thing is, you can't do that because unless every one of your friends are absolute upstanding citizens, you can't do that. My friends, listen, I know I got a bunch of scumbag friends. But they're cool with me, so I can't judge. So, Pebbles, if you don't want to shake the president's hands, go right ahead. Nope. Melissa, if you want to take a picture with him.
I'll take a selfie with him.
Go right ahead. It's all good. I will not have
see him coming to Beasley anytime soon, though.
I don't.
It's the only thing.
I cannot have a lower opinion of you than I have already, so don't worry about it.
You talking to me?
What?
You talking to me?
Did that come out wrong?
Wow. What an ass.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.